Live and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show. Welcome into hour number two, 10 to noon, every weekday. Live and local FM Talk here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 884-9910. I am going to start off this hour the same way I started off the 10 o'clock hour, and that is sending all of my blessings and all of my love and prayers to Connie and Lee Elliott. Lee Elliott is just a huge personality in Carson City and all over Northern Nevada, not only for his singing, but his compassion and his commitment to community. Starting the AMAC program, Association of Mature American Citizens in Northern Nevada. And actually, I think it's our only one in Nevada. He had a heart attack last night, and he is at Carson Valley Hospital. Carson Tahoe Hospital. So you better take care of him, Carson Tahoe. You better take good care of our Lee. Lee Elliott, send him all of your prayers this morning. So I'm going to read you an email that I got from, well, actually, I want to bring up this little tidbit talking about hospitals. You know, here we are, Costa Mesa is now in a legal battle because the state said, you're going to house coronavirus, people. And they didn't ask the city. And the city's like, well, paraphrasing here, no way in hell. So went before a judge a couple of days ago. The judge said, no, you can't force a city to take coronavirus patients and house them in a place that you said wasn't acceptable for mentally ill or homeless. They got a big facility down there. But how long, when you're really in need, does it take to build something? When you put all of your efforts into something, all you have to do is look to China. China built two new hospitals. Huge hospitals. In just over a week, in 10 days. They cut through the BS. They got the people together. They got the land cleared. They had the materials to get it done. Guess what? It can be done. Why aren't we doing it? Because of BS. Because of your elected representatives. Get in there and light a fire under them. Especially if you have the state come up and say, we're just going to put all the coronavirus people here. Excuse me? It's not going to happen. The government's not watching out for us, at least our local government's not, so we need to watch out for ourselves. Let's go to the phone lines. By the way, you want to find out more about those hospitals, check out the Wall Street Journal. They have a time lapse of the hospitals being built, and it's pretty damn cool. And you can see how huge they are for yourselves. Things can get done when you want them to get done. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-99-CHEN and check in with Gary this morning. Gary, what do you think about developers not paying fees to get encouragement to build?
Well, what I'm a little confused on is the deferment. You said that the deferment of the improvement fees, you know, for the water, sewer, streets, and so forth. And the deferment means in my mind, that developer somewhere down the line, when the properties are sold or so forth, would pay those costs that were incurred to get that done, not spread that cost on to all the neighbors around that didn't have anything to do with that improvement district. Now, I can understand if there's an improvement district for the houses in that development for those fees that were never paid.
Gary. You just hit it right there, never paid. That's what this is going to turn into. That whole 1,000 homes in 120 days, deferring those fees. Once those homes are built and people are living in them, what do you want to bet that the developers are going to come back and they're not going to be held responsible for those fees? The work is done. They're going to move on.
Well, I can understand that, but I can't understand the city releasing one of those lots for sale and without the incremental part of the fees for those improvements tacked onto that lot being paid in the cost of that house as it sold for new. That would be how it would be cost normally, because the developer would include all those costs into the lot costs and the house. Why can't that be done that way? That it surprises me that it gets pushed under the rug.
Because that's what elected representatives do when they want to look good, because they think that people don't have memories. You know, we're supposed to have all of the fire stations open, but we don't, because of a bond issue that was passed years and years and years ago. It's playing games with people so they can get the outcome. They can achieve what they want, because as Mayor Sheevy goes forward for, you know, a higher title of office, she can pat herself on the back and everybody else can pat her on the back and say, oh, look at this. When they needed affordable housing, they got it done. But they got it done on the back of the taxpayers on every single ward in the city of Reno now.
Okay, so they spread it all over the city what they're calling this is not a deferment. This is an abatement. Don't you agree? For the developer, this is not a deferment. This is an abatement.
I don't care what you call it, Gary. It's a theft from the taxpayers, in my opinion.
You're calling it it's deferred to the...
I wasn't using my terminology, Gary. I was reading straight out of the city's agenda today. That's what they're calling it. They're calling it the deferral of fees. I call it a fleecing of the taxpayer.
Well, and I call it an abatement. So there we go. So you got the same ideas but different terms. Well, thank you very much, Monica.
That's right, Gary. Thank you very much for calling. You can call it whatever you want. Elected representatives need to understand that we're not stupid. You can call it a welcoming city. It's a slap in our face to know that we know it's a sanctuary city. We know that you're going to just let criminal activity go. You can call it compassion for letting the homeless sleep along the Truckee River because they have no place to go. But it's not compassion. Semantics are used way too much in politics. And that's how they get things around us. But no more. No more. The only thing standing between you and them, the continuation of this, is you using your voice. Using your voice on the radio here at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Using your voice at the school board meetings. Using your voice on the telephone to leave messages for the elected representatives. Using your voice in an email. Using your voice at the city council and Washoe County commissioners meetings. You know, Sparks isn't free of all this. I had an elected representative say, yeah, but, you know, we're good in Sparks. No, they're not good in Sparks. Sparks just pushes, especially the homeless, they just push them back to Reno. The great thing about Sparks is Sparks actually enforces their laws. Reno doesn't. That's a big difference. Again, people are waking up to what elected representatives are doing and what the left is doing. Because once again, Hillary calls herself an independent. She ain't independent. If she were independent, then she wouldn't have been out there pitching for Hillary Clinton. Pitching for the waste of taxpayer dollars. She's a Democrat through and through. You got something to say? 884-9910. At least somebody might have a voice on the city council. Devin Reese. He was appointed to his seat. Reno City Council member at large. Well, he's got a challenger now. If you really do want to see change, you have to run for office. You have to speak your mind. And we'll speak more about that coming up here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, Radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3, FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show, and this is the place to get it off your chest at 884-9910. It's live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada and a little bit of California, too. Kelly's on the line at 884-9910. Hey, Kelly, you want to talk about Costa Mesa?
Well, yeah, it's just so bizarre that I get to chime in and frost your cake here. I actually rented a space in one of the apartments that is on site at that Fairview Developmental Center. It's a completely open campus sort of setting where there's no guard, there's no gate, there's no nothing. It's just completely accessible off of the public roads. And some of my students in anatomy physiology actually worked at the facility. And thank you for pointing that out on your news show. And I want to give you a referral to the Great Basin Community Food Cooperative there at Flint and Court. And get yourself a good healthy bird and get a little chicken soup going. And I wish you were because I'd make you a batch.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And I've been living on some pretty good chicken soup. So I appreciate that. But it just shows how states and representatives don't really. Well, I want to give a shout out for the representatives in Costa Mesa because they said no. And they're taking this on in a lawsuit to the state that you're not going to just dump the state's coronavirus patients here.
And yeah, I mean, 2 blocks from the facility, there's a Costa Mesa has Orange Coast College with about a 20,000 student body. It's the biggest community college in the entire nation. And so I'm grateful that somebody stood up and go ahead and call your mayor, Shillery, because there's something shilly going on there, and it's a great nickname.
Yeah, it really is. It worked for the other Hillary. So, Kelly, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go. Tom's got a beef with me about Orange County. So let's go to Tom. Hey, Tom, what's the beef?
Hey, Monica, this is Tom. I used to live in Orange County and Santa Ana, all the whole area down there. And that's a pretty rich area, Irvine and all that, and Yorba Linda and Fullerton. That's all pretty democratic down there in Orange County. And I don't think nobody really cares. It's always been that way. And nobody really cares about the homeless here in town. And you keep talking about the homeless hanging around here and there. And they need to look for jobs. So, you know, how are you going to get the homeless to work? They don't have a car. They don't have a job. They have no way of getting around to work. Nobody really cares, Monica. Why did you get beat up on that? It's not going to happen. Nobody cares.
I think people do care about the homeless, Tom, they have to be honest about why they're homeless. You know, we had a woman who called in who was being sex trafficked. You might remember, I don't know, you may not have heard Amber, but she actually decided for herself. She gave up her children to get into a system of getting clean and sober, making sure that, you know, she had the ability to do something, to be educated, to find housing, to turn her life around. So there are people who care. There are facilities out there. The people living along the river, they choose to live that way. They are not taking part in the services. So, Tom, thanks for your call. People only hear what they want to hear. And you're misconstruing what I am saying about Costa Mesa, okay? Costa Mesa has a facility down there that can house thousands of people. I'm talking about government takeover, Democrat government takeover. And not everybody, not every town in South California, Southern California, is Democrat. I know because I used to live there, and it is some wealthy areas. It wasn't wealthy when I lived down there. I was with a single mother. She worked for the police department. Let me tell you, dispatchers don't make that much. But the deal is, the state government just came in and said, you know what? This facility isn't good for the mentally ill. It's not good for the homeless, because the city actually looked at putting homeless people there. But the state comes in and takes it over for people with the coronavirus, putting other people in danger. So that's where that goes. When we're talking about the homeless here in Reno, if you want to find out about the homeless here in Reno and what's being done to help them or not help them, then you really should contact Quality of Life Reno, QOL-Reno.org, because they will take you, physically take you, down to the homeless communities, the actual tent cities that are set up. And they will be there with you and protect you. And you can talk to the homeless people. Well, if I go into a facility, I have to be clean and sober. I can't use drugs. I can't. And that's the problem, is people won't take personal responsibility when they know that other people will just keep fighting for handouts for them, for their food every single day, for their health care, for everything that is done to just let them live their lives down there, because they don't want to be in a program. They don't want to work. They don't want to be sober. They don't want to be drug free. Everybody says, no, this is a religious scam because you have to go with one of these religious organizations. No, you don't. The city has places. The city has programs that have nothing to do with religion. So get the story straight on what people are doing and not doing for the homeless. When I say the city isn't doing things for the homeless, when CHAB isn't doing things for the homeless, it's because they keep trying the programs over and over and over that have proven not to work. They just continue not to hold people responsible, not to enforce laws. And if you look at any city around the country that doesn't have a homeless problem, it is because they enforce the laws. And people who don't want to abide by them, they move someplace else that don't enforce laws. It's time for a Fox News update. Barney, stay on the line or call back, and we'll get to the recall Sisolak petitions that are out, because I know there's going to be a big signing out tonight as well here in the city of Reno in Washoe County. We'll be back after this Fox News update on the Monica Jay Show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's live and local FM Talk, and that's what we need more of, talking amongst ourselves to make sure everybody's on the same page. All right, speaking of pages, head on over to 991fmtalk.com. That's our webpage. Answer today's poll question. Do you think that special assessment districts should be done away with? Yes, we're being taxed enough already. No, everyone should have to pay to keep our city services and roads up to date. Well, for those participating so far, we're at 100%. Yes, we're being taxed enough already. Get rid of them. Along with business improvement districts. Talk to people. Get people to participate in things. Stop forcing all this BS on people. And speaking of forcing BS on people, Barney Wadley joins us right now at 884-9910 to discuss the Recall Sisolak campaign and how that is going at fightfornevada.com. Remember, if you sign a petition online, you've just wasted your signature, because that is not how this is being done. This is live and in person. Now, Barney, how is everything going?
Good morning, Monica. Believe it or not, everything is going along great. Our movement is growing every day throughout Nevada, all the way from Clark County all the way up to Elko County. We are seeing a tremendous turnout of people that are tired of having our Constitution stepped on, our rights, Second Amendment, and things are working out just fantastic.
So I'm going to throw out three locations, because Washoe County has been the hardest one to get location signings at. But if you're out and about before 1 o'clock, head on over to the Conservative Talk Lunch that's at the King Buffet on Kitsky Lane. Because until 1 o'clock, Bruce Parks and his wife Reva are going to be over there, and they have the petition. Tonight, Barney Wadley is one of the guest speakers at the Mount Rose Republican Women's Club. Our dinner meeting is tonight at, doors open up at 5:30. Got to do some mingling. Dinner's at 6, but we will have, and I say we because I've got 6 different counties of the petition. We will have that people can sign. We're usually there until about 7:30. We've, you know, got people that can always get you hooked up at the Tamarack Junction. And last but by no means least, the Patriots of Nevada will also be meeting tomorrow night at the South Washoe Library for their Nevada Patriots meeting. They're going to have some great guest speakers, and they will also have the petition to sign there as well. You don't have to take necessarily part in the meetings. If you just want to sign the petition, they've got people that can help you do that as well. Barney, are you ready for tonight?
I am ready, and I am encouraging, you know, anybody that wants to come to your meeting tonight to please show up, because I'll be giving a nice talk on our recall effort, why we are doing it, and be taking questions and mingling with the crowd.
Well, and that's, you know, but you do have to remember, this is a Mount Rose Republican Women's Dinner meeting. So if you want to sit and listen to the talk, you know, you have to RSVP, let us know, people just showing up at the door, we will try to accommodate you, but we do have, you know, limitations. But we will always bring somebody out of the meeting. Somebody's always there to let you sign the petition, so don't worry about that.
Exactly.
But Barney, I think that's the most important thing, is to let people know why it's happening, because Governor Sisolak has done so many things to the detriment of this state that have nothing to do with the Second Amendment.
Right, exactly. And we are being called in the media, which is totally, totally wrong. We are being called a radical conservative Second Amendment group.
Well, of course, because that's what the lamestream media does, even locally, is they have to put a title on you, and they have to, their opinion, put something derogatory on there, and radical
Monica,
conservative.
And we are not, we are a nonpartisan group, so tonight, we will be able to explain to all your listening audience that we are a nonpartisan group. Right there.
Is someone signing the petition right now?
Yes, I do. I have a gentleman that just walked up to the table, so. Monica, I'm going to let you go, and I'd just like to reiterate to all your listening audience that our effort is going just perfect.
And we have had plenty of Democrats sign the petition as well. Find out more at fightfornevada.com. Spell out for F-O-R, fightfornevada.com, and you'll see all, go to the petition signing section, and it will show you all the different counties where you can go sign it on your own as well. I want to read you this email that I got this morning, actually, at Monica at 991fmtalk.com. You know, you're always welcome to email me anytime. Usually I'm sending responses at 1, 2 in the morning. Good morning, Monica. I am relatively new to the Reno area, less than 2 years, but I did live in Vegas from 98 to 2012, and have started listening to your show recently. I am a conservative father of three, and the more that I look around, the more that I grow concerned. We recently escaped from Southern California, and I worry that the same ideas and programs and political beliefs that we fled from will follow us here. I will soon be 40 and desperately want to help improve the world in which my children will live. However, I am inconsequential. I am an inconsequential human being. Well, first off, I totally agree. There's no human beings that are inconsequential there, Casey. I do not have great wealth. I do not have any kind of prolific job. I could pass away today, and the ripple effect of my death would affect very few. But I need to do something. I need to try. I live in Reno. I absolutely love it here. What can I do to help? I'm not opposed to running for some kind of office position. But which one? I'm halfway through obtaining my bachelor's degree in business administration, and then perhaps seeking my MBA. I don't know if that would help or hurt in a decision to run for office. Please let me know your feedback. I'd greatly appreciate it. So later on tonight, probably about 1 a.m., I'm going to give Casey my personal feedback. But here's my feedback for everybody listening. We have been inundated with California ideas, programs, and people for the last 20 to 30 years. This is not new. They've moved into Clark County and Washoe County, and they fundamentally changed this state that was wholeheartedly red into a blue state. Because Republicans for the longest time have sat on their laurels and let things go. They've raised their kids. They do their jobs. They go to work. But for some reason, progressives find the time to join outreach organizations. The progressive groups that go out and hit the streets and knock on doors and bring people together by giving them a line that they're not being taken care of. But if they vote this way, these people will work for you. And that's a straight up lie. It is a straight up lie. You can see it in history, something they don't like. Because whether it be Detroit, whether it be LA, whether it be San Francisco, Portland, we're seeing it everywhere. Cities and states run by Democrats go right into the toilet because it is a progressive, socialist, leftist, liberal, Democrat agenda. And that is not Democrat socialism. That is flat-out communism and Marxism. They knew from the beginning how to take control of the systems, get into government office, get into government. The deep state, the swamp, is not all elected representatives. It's the people who work in the city and the state governments and in the federal governments, doing the day-to-day jobs, climbing the political ladder, getting into education, sitting on boards, supervisors. That's what you need to pay attention to and you need to take control of. If not, the only way to come back from socialism is to fight your way out. And that, my friends, is another civil war, something none of us want to see. We'll be back on The Monica Jay Show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Nevada's news. Talk about it here. Call 884-9910, 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT. KKFT.
It's The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk. Yeah, we do take on some national issues, but it all points back to what we're doing here in Northern Nevada. Jane's on the line at 884-9910. She wants to talk about socialism and haven't we already been a socialist country? And yes, Jane, we have been for decades.
Good morning, Monica. Glad to talk with you, and I hope you get to feeling better.
Oh, well, thank you, honey. I feel fine. I just sound funky.
I just you know, thinking about all the things that, now I'm not talking about the government programs, you know, let's not get that mixed up with what I'm talking about, because I know there's people out there who do need assistance. So I'm not talking about the government assistance program. I'm talking about the so-called charities. And to me, there are none of them. The way I see it, none of them are but nothing but a bunch of con artists who fleece and rob people out of everything for them, from their retirement, if they can, to their insurance policies, to their children's inheritance, to their cars, their boats, their trailers, their mobile homes, even their time, their retirement time. And they want the clothes out of your closet. Now, to me, that is nothing but socialism. They want everything and give nothing back. Do you see anything out there in that community that's taking place from those so-called charities that's helping people? To me, I see the homeless situation getting worse. I see the drug addiction problems getting worse. And to me, it's like, you know, let's go this way with them. Maybe they'll understand and hear this. The Bible teaches that they destroy, buy and sell and destroy the souls of men and women through, you know, their so-called money loving, from drug addictions to prostitutions to any other and any other way addictions they can. They destroy people because of the love of money, and they're going to answer for it to God, because he sees, he knows what's going on. They may be able to lie and deceive people down here on this earth, but they cannot deceive him, and they can't blind him, and they can't control him. He sees them as what they are, for who they are, and what they are. And to me, the Democratic Party is what I see, a dead party from the way they are. And to me, our whole system pretty much is all just as corrupt and evil as it gets.
It really
is,
Jane.
That's what I got to say.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because in that form of charity, look at what George Soros has done with his billions of dollars and the organizations that he's created and that he funds. I mean, we have the community organizers. Huh?
They destroy.
Yeah,
they're
destroy.
They're designed to fleece and rob and just con and destroy.
That's what they do, Jane.
And that's what
Jane,
they do.
Thank you so much for the call. Because it's these so-called activists who are working on behalf of the poor, all right? What have they done? They've gotten people to give junkies free, clean needles so they can shoot up, so they won't catch AIDS, or they won't catch some other disease. All in the name of helping and saving that junkie, giving them clean needles. What are the Democrats on to now? What are the charities on to now? Well, you have to give them a safe space. You have to not enforce laws like doing drugs or being under the influence in public. All in the name of helping and loving this person. I've said this to you before, and I will say it again until people start understanding it. We have a rule of law. And that rule of law is what keeps us as a civilized society. There are moral rules. There are rules put down by man. A lot of people think that, or believe, and you can believe, that the rules are set down by God. But not everybody believes. So then you have the rule of man that we're all supposed to abide by. And then people come in and they start playing on your love, on your feelings. Don't you feel bad for these people? Don't you have that compassion that God tells you to have? Do you want them to suffer from horrible diseases? Then shouldn't we give them clean needles? Shouldn't we let them sleep out in the cold? If that's what they want to do? Where's your compassion? This person doesn't have a home. Let them sleep wherever they want. That is the flat-out breakdown of society. Rules are meant to be enforced. And when you don't enforce the rules, you have the Democrats. And you have what you see before us. There's no better way to say it. When we stop enforcing the rule of law, and when we let government representatives get in and change laws for feeling purposes, not thinking purposes, that's just a way of getting around it. Stop feeling and start thinking of what is the best for this country, not what's best for those who don't even want to do for themselves. Love you. Talk to you tomorrow on The Monica Jay Show.